Skagway businesses that plan to be open through this winter could now qualify for municipal aid. The Assembly passed the Snow Grant, that's Skagway Normal Operations for Wintertime, at its meeting last Thursday. Mayor Andrew Cremata says it's a bid for normality during what could be a tough winter season.
Well, you know, one of the primary goals here is to make sure that businesses are open during the winter, year-round businesses, so that, you know, people have a place to get food and, you know, shop for some things that they need. Our fear was that you would see a number of businesses close during the winter because they couldn't afford to stay open.
The grant is designed to offset wintertime operational costs. The municipality set aside up to $300,000 of sales tax savings to give selected qualifying businesses a monthly stipend. The grant is divided into three tiers, one for restaurants and grocery, two for retail storefronts, and tier three for newspapers, fuel services, and salons. Restaurants may receive up to $25,000 over the course of the season, storefronts up to $6,500, and newspapers, fuel, and salons up to $5,000. The municipality has set the application deadline for this Friday, October 9th, and plans to award the grants by October 15th. Three applications were in by Monday afternoon. The Assembly approved community grant funding for Catholic Community Services and Northwards Writers Symposium. Catholic Community Services will receive the maximum award amount of $16,438.50. And Northwards will receive the $12,500 it requested. Amid all the spending, Finance Chair and Assembly Member Steve Burnham cautioned that the next budget cycle would be more restrained.
We have around $15 million from now until our revenue stream increases, which optimistically could be 9 or more months away. The upcoming budget sessions will be heartbreaking, and we will be making decisions that we don't want to make, but that will be necessary.
The Assembly awarded Hamilton Construction the Boat Harbor Lift Station bid for over $500,000. That work will continue into fiscal year 2021, and the project is funded through the municipal CPV tax account. That's an $18 million account that's not included in Burnham's $15 million figure for spending. The Assembly postponed a project to replace the finish on the Recreation Center floor until a more stable economic time. It also directed manager Brad Ryan to return to the negotiation table with ProHNS to see if the municipality can get a better deal on the Pullen Creek Streamwalk project. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple.